This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Thank you so much for tuning into the best of lunchtime radio on this beautiful Friday afternoon. I go by the name of King Bash, with the Winter Stock himself. This is the Capricorn Adventure, and it is time, man, to head straight into the motoring experience. And our very own motoring journalist, Prashir and Naidu, had the chance to experience the brand new 2024 Range Rover Velar. It's luxurious, it's graceful, and has, you know, some intriguing tech features that we'll dive into shortly. Plus, we'll top it off with a motoring tip from Prashirwin and a soulful jam to make your Friday feel like a Friday indeed, right? So I have him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. How are you doing this Friday?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm good, and yourself?
No, man, I'm great. I'm great. Great to have you back.
Oh, a blessing as always. A blessing as always.
So I see that, you know what? You got to test drive and be within a beast. So let's kick things off, man. How does the Range Rover Velar perform on the open road?
Sure. King Bash, to be frank, you know, it was everything you'd expect it to be, comfortable. It's as if one is gliding on a cloud through air. That's how I was going to describe it. And what makes this beast, you know, waft about, move nicely, is its impressive air suspension. As big-bodied as it is, it moves. It's powered by a lovely 3-liter, 6-cylinder turbocharged diesel motor, kicking out a delicious 221 kilowatts and 615 newton meters of torque. Basically, it means it has enough pulling power for the everyday trek. And I must admit, frugalness is on par, 9.8 liters per 100 kilometers for urban commutes. And yes, I was putting the pedal to the metal just to give that beast a good amount of flavor and torque, and it definitely delivered on that part.
Ah, most definitely, man. I mean, looks can also be subjective, but I'm sure this beauty, you know, turns heads for sure. So what do you think? It's definitely a yay, right? I'm not going to take the nay. So I'm definitely sure it's a yay from you.
You know what? It's a yay. It was absolutely stunning. Simply gorgeous. Ours came in this beautiful, striking blue color. They call it Vaseline blue. It sounds like Vaseline to me. And there were some gold accents on the bonnet, sides, front bumper, and rear end. So it looked very classy. I think James Bond would have been happy enough to try this out. Then the wheels were good. This fancy 21-inch diamond-turned alloy wheels. Overall, the shape is very streamlined, looks athletically inclined. And you might think, because it is a big-bodied Range, it might look a bit, you know, chunky. It was far from that, very sharp. And yeah, I loved everything about it with its looks.
Amazing. Look, I'm not a Range fan yet. I haven't been. I think I've been in one like once. But I need us to talk about the interior. And I bet, you know, it's packed with features. So share a few highlights with us, Prashirwin.
Okay, so the cabin, I think the manufacturers went for a bit more of a minimalistic setup. It might not be everyone's cup of tea. It took some time for me to like it. But a few highlights that I quite liked and that were options that would take was obviously a sunroof, a panoramic sunroof, comfy leather seats with massage option, which is fantastic to de-stress from work. Jeez, it's fantastic. And a heated seat option, I like that. Everything was just both quite solid. The steering felt very soft to the touch. It had a beautiful banging 16 sound, Meridian sound system, a head-up display, cabin lighting, a nice infotainment screen. It is 11.4 inch, but everything is controlled via that infotainment screen. So I'm not quite sure if people are going to like it as much, because there's no buttons whatsoever. And so it took me some time to navigate and configure while I drive the car, and, you know, but you get used to it. And some safety, 6 airbags, blind spot assist, adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assist, 360 degree camera, and a plethora of more. But like I say, with cars like this, you got to pay to play. So options, you got to take, and options are not cheap.
Of course. And as you mentioned, that you got to pay to play, Prashir. But what, you know, are we looking at in terms of the price tag, and how does it stack up against competitors?
All right, King Bash, so here's the mic drop for you and I. It starts from 1,984,000 rand for the HSE Dynamic Velar model, which we had. But with all the final extras and small kits and nice tiny bells and whistles here and there, it came to about, it just tipped over 2 million rand, so 2,064,740 rand. And competitors, it has the Jaguar F-Pace, Porsche Macan, Mercedes-Benz GLC class, Volvo XC60, and BMW X5. So I think where it shines, the Range Rover shines because of its off-roading prowess, the and Villar can go anywhere, whether it's Bundu bashing and all that good stuff. But the Rivals doesn't necessarily have that complex. This has more flavor underneath its, you know, its card, so to say. And I think I like Villar. I like Villar can bash. We got to, you know what, we got to... To own a house or drive a Villar?
I can't drive around the house, Preshevin, so I'm definitely, I would definitely get the Villar. So, I mean, looking at the money that we're speaking about, you and I always talking about, you know, winning the lotto. But in this case, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, anonymously, 2 million rand in your bank account, would you buy this Range Rover? And realistically, what's the downside to owning such a big and beautiful machine?
Oof. Anonymous amount, eh? I think I would. I'd take the plunge, even though the police might be after me, I'll take it. But I think, you know, it's a lovely car. I think the sad thing about it is, obviously, as any luxury SUV, they depreciate quite heavily. And as soon as you drive it off the lot, it's, you know, you gotta understand that phenomenon. And you know what? I think maintenance also, you got to have the funds once out of plan just to keep your car intact. And yeah, that would be the question. Go big or go home. And you, King Bash, and also the flip around, but what do you think? Would you ever buy a Range Rover, or are you going to stick with the Benz for life?
Look, let me be real with you, Prisha. And I feel like when it comes to me, right, when I look at a range, for me, I would buy it for the missus, right? I would really buy it for my partner. What do we call it, Prashuren?
The same
Range Rover. I know she's listening right now, so she's probably just, you know, correcting me. But nonetheless, I think I would not have it for me per se. But I would love to have it in my garage, knowing that the miss has it, and then I can take it from time to time. So,
You're sweet.
I need to play the system. I need to play the system. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But finally, Prashuren, you know, to wrap things off, share your motoring tip of the week alongside your hot jam.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So use your climate control system to stay alert. On long drives, especially in hot conditions, common in South Africa, easy to become drowsy. A lesser known trick is to adjust your car's climate control system to maintain a cooler cabin temperature. This helps you stay alert and focused on the road. And obviously, let's end off with a classic, Beautiful by Pharrell Williams featuring Snoop Dogg.
Oh yes, and with that being said, have a beautiful weekend ahead, Prashuren.
Thank you. Congrats on a beautiful one yourself and listeners.
And that's how we wrap it up, man. Prashuren Naidu on that. You can catch him every Sunday on Eswatini for the latest car reviews.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.